Pharmacist, please just give me something to make my skin fresh and smooth and lightened. I need my skin to glow. I need my skin to be fair in complexion. So pharmacist should be able to give me something. Pharmacist, please don't make your face like that. You have to understand that when your skin is fair, you look beautiful, you look more confident, and you look more attractive. In fact, my dear, let me even tell you, if you have a fair skin, you even appear rich. Even if you are not as rich, or even if you are rich, you will appear richer. So just give me something, even if it's tablet or cream. I don't want all these small cream, so... Hello there, welcome to another interesting episode of Pharmacy Watch Podcast. We're podcasting all the way from Nigeria, here in Lagos, from our studio. My name is Pharmacist CJ, and today we are going to be looking at a very important topic, skin bleaching, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Bleaching is the use of creams, gels, or soaps to lighten the skin, and is known to cause a number of injuries, many of which are potentially life-threatening. Despite the growing body of research identifying the harmful effects of skin bleaching, this topic has received little or no attention in the field of public health. We all have to understand that skin bleaching has no medical benefit at all. But, you know, the companies that produce and market skin bleaching products has become a multi-billion dollar industry. And they are serving every part of the world, especially people living in low-income countries. Researchers has made some progress in estimating the prevalence of skin bleaching in different parts of the world. And they come up with the following estimates. It is estimated that 24% of women in Japan bleach, 30% of women in Ghana bleach, 60 to 65% of women in India bleach, 77% of women in Lagos bleach. Bleaching is a global phenomenon, but African women are the highest consumers of skin altering products, which includes harmful local concoctions made from household chemicals like batteries, bleach like your Hypo, your Jik, and what have you, detergent like your Ariel, your Clean, your Omo, and what have you, toothpaste, and certain over-the-counter drugs. Is scary, and I can imagine somebody using the acid that is in batteries used for car to mix creams for his or her potential customers who are going to use such products or such mixtures to bleach their skin. Despite knowing the fact that these things are not, people still bleach, and I mean, it's disturbing. So, why do people still bleach? Well, people bleach for different reasons. People bleach because of peer pressure. Maybe they belong to a clique or a gang of maybe students or girls that work together or that move together and do things together. And then one is bleaching, and then others feel, oh, she's more beautiful. She's attracting more male partners or male admirers. And they too, because of the pressure, will, you know, get themselves involved in bleaching. But you have to understand that when you do such, the end is never very palatable. I'm going to give you a story at the end of this podcast so that you can understand, have an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, also, people bleach for because of social media influence. When you open from Facebook status to WhatsApp status and to a post on Instagram, a lot of girls who has been bleaching for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and the negative effect of such bleaching externally has not manifested itself. Some other girls who are not into it will want to go into it because they want to look as beautiful as they told those ones on social media are. And of course, if you look at the Nigerian music industry, if you look at the music videos, you find out that so many girls that are used there, almost all the girls that are used there are fair in complexion, because most of them has chemically altered their skin, that they use one skin product or the other. You know, when somebody goes to wherever to buy a bleaching cream or skin altering products, how does it work? Well, for us to understand how this works, we need to understand that we need to understand how the body works physiologically. When we say body working physiologically, we mean how the body functions normally on its own. Now, the physiological function of the body is very important. For instance, we have to understand that skin coloration, eye coloration are determined by melanin, which are produced by some certain cells in the skin called melanocytes. Now, this melanocyte produce melanin, which imparts the color to the skin. So for those who are dark in complexion, they have a type of melanin that we call eumelanin. Those fair in color, those white in color, they have a kind of melanin that is referred to as pheomelanin. So when you buy this product that contains certain ingredients like hydroquinone, mercury, or even some of them are herbal in nature, that is that's what they call kajik. Now, what this drug does is that they inhibit an enzyme called tyrosinase. Now, that enzyme is actually an enzyme that catalyzes the production of melanin. Now, when you inhibit that enzyme, you find out that the melanin production is reduced. Now, when the melanin production is reduced, the skin appears to be fairer in complexion. But there are downsides to it. Now, for those of us in sub-Saharan Africa, our skin are dark in color. That is, we are dark complexioned. Now, what that means, but the benefit, the natural benefit of that is that because our sun here is high, we're exposed to high UV light, which has ability to cause cancer. Naturally, when our sun beats on the skin, it activates the skin to produce melanin, which protects the skin from cancer. You understand? So when you now use this product to inhibit the production of melanin, when you are exposed to sun, of which, of course, you are definitely going to be exposed to sun one way or the other, you are now prone to cancer. There is possibility that you can develop a skin cancer because of the cream you are using that has stopped the production of melanin. So this is how the skin altering product or the bleaching creams or the bleaching tablet or soap or whatever it is, that is how they work. They basically stop the production of melanin, and then the skin becomes, you know, fairer or whiter, as the case may be. We are not saying that beauty is bad. If you want to look beauty ravishing, you want your skin to look beautiful, you want to attract one person or the other to you into your life and what have you. We are not saying that it's bad, but you need to understand that in as much as trying to look beautiful, in as much as you're trying to look attractive, and then you go on to use this product to alter your skin or to bleach your skin, tone your skin, lighten your skin, whatever baptism you want to give to it, you also have to understand the consequences of it. We have to understand that there is no health benefit. There is no documented health, long-time health benefit of using bleaching cream. Not at all. The results are not guaranteed. If you use using bleaching creams or skin altering products, no health benefit. The results are not guaranteed. And it can result in serious side effects if you must use bleaching cream. So understand the consequences of what you are doing. Then if you still want to go ahead and use it, well, it's up to you. So I'm going to just look at some contents of bleaching products and then tell you the consequences of using product that contain that particular ingredients.
My precious bleaching teacher, I buy them for shopping teacher for 40 naira teacher. How I go yellow teacher, how I go fine now teacher, I go die.
Number one is mercury. Now, when someone uses mercury, of course, most of the skin altering products in sub-Saharan Africa or even in the other part of the world has high amount of mercury. And now, mercury causes mercury poisoning. You understand? When somebody who is using this product that contains mercury, if you buy a bleaching product that has mercury in it, and you are using it, maybe you are using it for some time, and of course maybe you get married and then you're pregnant, that it's high possibility that the woman is going to be having problems in pregnancy. Number one, there will be reduced placenta. Number two is that there might be reduced cortisol level during pregnancy. And there is also possibility of birth defects because of mercury poisoning. Now, long-term use of bleaching creams, of course, when you start using bleaching cream, most of them use it for a very long time. You have to understand that one of the problems you are going to have, apart from the ones I've mentioned, mercury poisoning can lead to numbness, it can lead to high blood pressure, it can lead to fatigue, it can lead to photosensitivity, like when you look at light, you cannot stand light, this case may be, and it can also lead to memory loss. The number two I want to look at is hydroquinone. Hydroquinone is the main content of most bleaching cream. Hydroquinone at 2% is accepted for bleaching. You know, research has shown that maybe it does not have any long-term side effect if it's at 2%. But I want you to pay very, I want you to understand this, that most of those companies, most of these people that produce this drug do not put 2%. They put more than 2% so that they can give a faster result, so that they can make more money. They are not interested in what the side effect or the consequences of putting high hydroxyquinone. And we're in Nigeria, we're in South Africa, we're in sub-Saharan Africa. We have weak regulatory body, that are not well, funded. The people there are not well trained. So to be able to determine, they have not even concluded that the dose of drugs, pharmaceuticals, let alone cosmetics. And when they bring all this product that has all this product, they take it to the cosmetic market, which is poorly regulated. So you have to take care of yourself. So when you use a product that has hydroquinone in it, and then of course you bleach, or it tones the skin, or it fades the skin, as the case may be, but it exposes you to skin damage from sunlight. Of course, you have low melanin, so you are going to, one is going to be exposed to cancer. Number two, as you use it, as time goes on, you find out that the skin begins to wrinkle, and the person will now begin to age prematurely. Another thing I want to talk about is the third one, is steroids. Most people buy steroids containing creams for so-called medical purposes. Of course, it should be for medical purposes. So when it's prescribed, when it's given, the advice will always be not to use for more than a certain period of time, maybe 2 weeks or 1 week or two or three, as the case may be. If you have a minor skin lesion, it can be used to take care of them. But people buy it and now use it as a bleaching cream. You understand? They mix it with their cream and they begin to use it on their own, not on medical advice. So you have to understand that when you do that, there is possibility that as time goes on, the steroid will now begin to thin the skin layers, will reduce the thickness of the skin. And when the thickness of the skin is reduced, you are prone to infections. When you have an infection on the skin, you now discover that the skin has lost its ability to be able to fight minor infections that wouldn't have been a problem, but now has become a problem. Now, also, you have to understand that when you begin to use these drugs, these steroid-containing products, then it will get to a point that we refer to as tachyphylaxis. You find out that the product is no longer functioning. Maybe you bought it for bleaching your skin, and you find out with time it will no longer function because the body has gotten used to it. And that thing is that when you begin to use steroid-containing products to bleach your skin or to tone your skin, as the case may be, with time, the person will now begin to develop stretch marks. So you see some fair complexion ladies you can see their green veins, as it does because they've been using cream for a very long time. Of course, when you tell them, madam, it's like you are bleaching, 99% of them will normally deny that they're not bleaching. Now, another thing is that when you use a steroid-containing product, you are bound to have your skin now has reduced ability to fight infection because of steroids reduce the immune system. They reduce the ability of the immune system to fight. And of course, you see, it's always very advisable for you to, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to your pharmacist, especially when you want to use cream, especially for a long time. Because the companies that produce this cream, many of them, in fact, when you go to trade fair, when you go to, I have seen it also in Computer Village in Ikeja here in Lagos. I've seen it as Penn Cinema sometime, where they have this, you know, they hire this open truck to, you know, that they use in that, you know, they get these guys that dance and play music there, and then they advertise these triple action creams. They advertise them as beauty cream for beauty, and then we don't have. It's very annoying. It's depressing that we don't have regulatory bodies that can call this company or sanction this company heavily for such stupid adverts. And then when they advertise these things, people buy them and then use it for bleaching beyond the medical reasons for which the cream was produced. Because any cosmetic product that has a hydroquinone, a mercury, or a steroid is no longer a cosmetic, it's a pharmaceutical, it's a drug. And so therefore, it cannot be used anyhow. You can't just go and buy it. But of course, in our last podcast, we talked about the open drug market and how people are able to access drug. People go even go to this. If you go to many supermarkets, you see triple action creams here. That is Kini, Fombat A, Akinil, Akinaway. Many of them, you see them, people just move into that place and buy it, mix it with their cream, and they use it. And then they use this thing for a very, very long time. And it's very, very bad. The long-term consequences is something is better imagined than experienced. Now, I'm just going to tell you a brief story. There was a story I came across of this lady. She's a Nigerian, but she, in the 70s, when, you know, there was not, we didn't have enough information, like as I'm giving this information now, that, you know, skin bleaching or skin altering products can lead to, you know, cancer, liver failure, aging, infections and what have you. There was no information, you know, as much as it is now, then, maybe in the 70s. So this lady wanted to get a job as a cabin crew, as an air hostess, as the case may be. And then she felt that the order of the day was, if you're not fair in complexion, you cannot serve the bourgeoisies or the high class in the society. And of course, the high class in the society are the ones that fly in those days. So a sister of hers introduced her to a cream which she was using. And then she got the job, and then she was looking fair, you know, beautiful, as the case may be. And then in the course of the job, she met a pilot who sees her as a very beautiful girl. They got married, have a lovely family. But as time went on, after a very long time of using and flying, of course, because she flies, she travels to different countries, she's able to, you know, get different skin altering products that are not available in sub-Saharan Africa. So when she goes to Europe, she can buy, she can put herself on waiting list and they will give it to her. But at the point, she began to have freckles because the skin began to wobble. You understand? She had tremors, she began shaking, nervousness, numbness, and then she could no longer fly. And of course, she was admitted into the hospital, and the doctors in Lagos told her that she's having a liver problem because of the long-term use of creams. Though, she, according to her, she said, the bleaching cream, she had no shame because she was not aware. Probably she was aware, maybe she wouldn't have gone into it. So you that are listening to me, you are aware, so you have no reason to go into it. Of course, she got her husband, a pilot husband, because she was working as a cabin crew, and she got the job because she bleached. But now we don't know what is happening in the marriage now, because of course she wouldn't tell us what is happening in the marriage now. Maybe the husband is not seeing the true skin color, and the marriage has been based on deception, as the case may be. So we have to pay very close attention. Of course, we all know the very popular Michael Jackson. We all know how handsome and how strong-looking Michael Jackson was in his natural colors. But he now began to use skin-altering products, alter the skin, did some plastic surgery, whatever it is. But there was a skin-altering product used, or a skin-altering procedure that he used. But as time goes on, when these consequences begin to come, despite how rich Michael Jackson is, he was unable to take care of his skin. when the time came. Of course, if Michael Jackson, who is rich, who is a billionaire, cannot take care of his skin, when how much more somebody who is not as rich as Michael Jackson taking care of their skin when the consequences came? So when the consequences came for Michael Jackson, he was unable, he looks, you know, scary, and then he could not, you know, go out as he used to do. So he would make this long hair, try to cover his face and what have you. Of course, that was how I believe that was how he developed depression, and then a lot of drug was brought in, which was what, you know, finally took him to his grave. Preaching queens are very, very, very dangerous. Of course, there are a lot of ladies fair in complexions who are not naturally fair in complexion, as the case may be, who use bleaching creams. They are married and they find it difficult to have, they find it difficult in pregnancy. It is because of bleaching cream. Liver problem, tremor, nervousness, as the case may be, is because of bleaching cream. It's not advisable to bleach. So when you bleach, no matter how beautiful or socially acceptable you think bleaching has made you or will make you, remember that at the end of the day, all bleachers regret. Thank you very much for listening to us. We also like you to check out our website at www.thepharmacyworld.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @thepharmacyworld.com. You can follow us on Instagram at thepharmacywatch.com. You can follow us on Twitter at thepharmacywatch.com. Thank you very much. God bless you. See you next week. Now you go cash yourself. Now your money go do one for you. You go yellow, pass yellow. You go cash mustache for face. You go get your double color. Your ears go black like a coal. You self go think, say you define. Who say you fine? Now lie, you know.